Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Terrio Media.
So you want to be a real estate investor, but you don't want to do the work. If there were only a way where someone else could do it for you. Now there is. Tune in here each and every Tuesday on the Epic Real Estate Investing Show for Turnkey Tuesdays with your host, Mercedes Torres.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Turnkey Tuesdays brought to you by Epic Real Estate Investing. My name is Mercedes Torres, your turnkey girl, and I help busy professionals acquire passive income through real estate investing so they don't have to work so hard and maybe even retire sooner. So this show is to share tips and advice and real-life real estate experiences so that you too can create passive income in your world. That said, if this is your first time here, glad you made it. Make yourself at home. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. You know, I'm recording this podcast with a really heavy heart. As a native Angeleno, born and raised in beautiful Los Angeles, California, I find it necessary to mention the tragic loss that our city, our world, has just experienced. As just last week, we lost a hero, an icon, an amazing and forever Laker, Kobe Bryant, and his daughter, Gigi, and the lives of Southern California residents, and that loss has impacted our city, our world. You know, I didn't know Kobe Bryant, nor did I know his daughter, Gigi, or any of the victims on that helicopter. I don't know Kobe's wife, Vanessa, but I'm a mother. I'm a wife. I'm an employer. And I am a human being, and Kobe's sudden loss impacted me on so many levels, it literally stopped me dead in my tracks. And it reminded me that life is just too short. It reminded me to live each day without regrets, to not sweat the small stuff, to hug the people that are important to me. And as a Los Angeles native, I feel the void. I mean, from the bottom of my heart, to Vanessa Bryant and your girls, and to each and every one of the victims' family members, I am so, so deeply sorry for your loss. And I bid you strength and peace in this extremely difficult time. Kobe, you will be missed, my man. And, you know, having said that, Kobe left a legacy. Not only was he an extraordinary athlete, in fact, some will argue the best basketball player of all times, but he was an amazing father. He made a difference in our community. I mean, to the local children's hospital, he would give up his time to spend time with the little guys that weren't so fortunate to be able to run around a basketball court. You know, I am a huge fan of Ryan Seacrest and the day after Kobe's passing, Ryan Seacrest on Power 106, 102.7, a local radio station, he had a tribute. He donated that Monday, so to speak, to share about Kobe and his memory. And so many locals just called in and shared stories about what an amazing human being Kobe was, outside of being a basketball player. And one story really resonated with me because one mother called in. They would go to the same swim location where Kobe would take one of his daughters to learn how to swim. And this mother would take his special needs child to swim for therapy. And the child was in a wheelchair, and I don't necessarily know what the condition was. But one day, Kobe Bryant approached this mother and asked what was wrong with the child. And the mother shared with Kobe what the child's condition was. And fast forward, the child is now 20 years old. But the mother shared that every Tuesday and Thursday, when they would meet for their swimming class, Kobe would take his daughter and this mother would take his child. Kobe would meet this mother at the front of the gates and waited for the mother to park and would help the mother take her child in, carried him out of the car into the wheelchair, and then wheeled him in. And he did that for a year. And that totally resonated with me because outside of being an amazing basketball player, a hero, a legend, he was a father and he took the time to care. It was amazing. Kobe was a superstar on so many levels, and he left a legacy in the world of basketball that will provide for his family forever. And one thing his passing did for me is it immediately got me to think of what will happen to my family when it's my turn to leave this earth. You know, I'm not an extraordinary athlete. I'm not famous all over the world. So if I pass tomorrow, will my family be okay? I have the privilege of helping my parents financially every month, and I help my sisters. And what will happen when I'm gone? You know, will my son be provided for? Will his college education be paid for? I mean, I started to think about all of this. And I have to say, thank God I learned the importance of passive income. Thank goodness I began investing in real estate and structuring my passive income so that when it's my turn to leave this earth, my loved ones, people that are important to me, will be financially taken care of. So I often share how I try to make the best out of every situation. I truly live with the motto of when life gives you lemon, make lemonade. So out of every situation or circumstance that I experience, I really try to draw from it. I try to make it a learning experience, and I try to pick the best scenarios considering the worst of circumstances. So let's take this horrific accident, the one that took these heroes away from us, not only to love on the people that are in our world, but to allow us insight to find a way to leave our families financially stable when it's our turn to depart from this world that we called life. So whether it's leaving a legacy at church or leaving a legacy for, you know, your family, leave them financially stable. And whether it's passive income through real estate investing or through stocks or investing in Bitcoin or a side hustle, it all starts with a thought, then a plan. So just start thinking about it. That's it for today, my friends. And until next week's turnkey episode of Turnkey Tuesday, leave with the thought of leaving a legacy for your family. Have an epic week.
Does your money work for you as hard as you do for it? If not, no worries. You do not have a money problem. You merely have an idea problem. We're CashflowSavvy.com, and we'd like to share a new idea with you around income real estate that can transform your financial future and accelerate its arrival. Go to CashflowSavvy.com and download a free investors package. CashflowSavvy.com.
You do not have a money problem, merely an idea problem.
CashflowSavvy.com. More ideas, less worries.
CashflowSavvy.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.